It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
That was the case, but, you know, I slept on it, and about 2, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do?
Yeah, we need to change the name of this show to What Fred Want to Do. That's what we need to change the name of the show to. 888-702-5494 on Twitter at Bill is King. And is this me right here, Adam, or this one? This one right here? That one, okay. I'm just adjusting on the fly, everybody, right here. We are at the incredible Southern Steak and Oyster. We're in the neighborhood with the Omni Nashville Hotel. Yeah, we're just a couple blocks away. If you look over my left shoulder, if this other huge, like, apartment building wasn't blocking us, you could see it. But it's the Omni Nashville Hotel. But we're at the Southern Steak and Oyster today. Brad, as in Brad Powers, I guess some of our guests are famous to the point where we just, like, use the first name. Brad. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this is the very first time you've sampled the show. Ever, right? Ever. And I use the term Brad, but I don't mention Brad Powers. You should just know who that is, right? Just automatically. We've made him famous. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. That's our number 3, where we, I tell you what, we sent a lot in that hour. Now, I don't really, but you all do. It's all about gambling, right? Yeah, I'm absolved, but you're guilty that hour. So anyways, we have a lot going on this morning. Appreciate Crazy Charlie handling hour one, as he does so professionally, like everything else, doing all the work there, hour one. We are not on air when we come to the Southern until the second hour because the doors aren't open. Actually, doors aren't even open yet. They open, what, Adam, 7:30, something like that, Central Time. But if you're looking for a good breakfast and you happen to be in the area, just come on by. So on Twitter this morning, we've got folks weighing in. Clay has reminded me, hey, Bill, it's baseball. Yeah, Vandy baseball, college baseball gets cranked up. Vandy is out where? In San Diego? I know they play Virginia. We carry the games, right, Adam? So, I know we have for a few years. Number one ranked team in the preseason. And, yes, baseball gets started. Baseball for the 30, how many years have I done this now? If this is 19, probably, I think I'm on year 31-ish. College baseball has never been a thing on this show until about the last three, four years. Now, we don't spend a lot of time. I mean, it's still not a conversation you can really have and interact with the fans much on talk radio. You can in Baton Rouge. Not this show, but I still enjoy watching it. I have adopted college baseball. I'll watch it. Now, I've got high school basketball tonight, so it'll all be conducive to when I can get home and check it all out. What else is happening out there? Got a good-looking basketball weekend. Speaking of a topic that has died through the years, college basketball, we've got a good weekend. It's the Vols and the Cats. Yeah, I mean, that's a thing right there now. That's a real live thing. The Vols and the Kentucky Wildcats in Lexington. And we'll ask Brad. First of all, we don't have the spread yet because basketball games are played basically every day. So We'll get to spread a little bit later, like 6:30. I think Rob says 6:37. Rob in the 210 says usually nights, about 6:37, you start getting the next day spreads. But Brad will be able to tell us within a half a point, maybe exactly what that spread's going to be. Kentucky losing at home to LSU in a controversy away. It was a tap-in. Ball was in the cylinder. You're not allowed to review that. So the game was over. Game was over. Vince says, hey, Bill, do you watch college softball? I enjoy watching it over baseball. You know what? If it happens to be on, but you got to remember, I don't have any softball players. My daughter, who's going to play basketball in college, played baseball. And then in about, how old was she? 9 or 10, somewhere in there, maybe a little bit older, she got to junior high at Grassland and played softball her sixth grade year for the varsity and started and hated it. So that was it. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, I'm sitting here on the bench. I'm rotting. This sucks. It's a slow sport, like baseball slow. I want out of here. She just didn't want to do it anymore. So I really don't have an investment in it, I guess would be my answer. Now, I will say this about softball. There is a girl from Franklin who is a first-team All-American named Libby Sugg who plays for BYU. Yeah, she signed out of high school out of Franklin with BYU, and she is an All-American. Matter of fact, Vince, Coach Marshall coached her at Franklin. Coach Marshall was a softball coach. And she is a generational type player if you get her at your high school. That kind of player, yeah. Big time. And she's at BYU, and she's a superstar there. Her dad runs some of the Sonics in Williamson County. That's her dad. I saw her as a kid playing baseball. We would play tournaments, and she'd be on baseball teams, and she was damn good. She pitched, she hit, she did everything. She hit for power. You don't mess with her. I'm just telling you. So, yeah, if it's somebody I may know of, I may watch a little bit of it. But other than that, I don't have a real emotional investment in it. Karen points out this tweet, and this is a 24/7 sports tweet, says, while speculation swirled that a racist incident at Georgia would play a role in Justin Fields gaining immediate eligibility after a transfer to the Buckeyes, his attorney says that cannot be further from the truth. And his attorney is, of course, Thomas Mars, who had the Shea Patterson thing, had the Ole Miss, we found Hugh Freeze flirting with hookers. Yeah, that whole thing, that guy. That guy. Well, here's my reply to that. If it wasn't because of a racist former baseball player at a football game, why did they clear him? He has no other reasoning. Jake Fromm won't let me start? That's not fair? Clear me? That's not a good reason. That's the only other reason we've got. Okay? So Karen says she didn't buy it. I don't buy that either. Thomas Mars is not required to be forthright with us either. I mean, he could lie all he wants. But no, I don't buy that either. So, folks, did you see this? Somebody, and maybe somebody out there, some of you could give me what actually happened. But somebody made up a fictitious recruit who's 6'6", 315. And he got evaluated, even though he doesn't exist, as a three-star. Now, I don't know how all this happened. And it wasn't it Rivals that evaluated him? Somebody correct me here. I don't know the politics of this. Well, Rivals is also part of the 24/7 composite their rankings. So even though 24/7, as far as I know, didn't have anything to do with the fake player, it influenced their rankings because Rivals is part of the industry ranking. When 24/7 came up with a composite years ago, it was an industry composite, taking Rivals, Scout, ESPN, whatever, and combining them. There's two 24/7, and you come up with an average. That's their composite. And this fake player was in that data, which affected their rankings. Now, it wasn't as if he was evaluated as a five-star. I think he was evaluated as a three-star. But nonetheless, there's a little bit of a snit going on, best I can tell, between 24/7 and Rivals. What's interesting is the 24/7 ownership is the group that started Rivals and made it what it is and then sold it to Yahoo. I've told the story yesterday, Adam. I got $20,000 out of that. They got $10 million apiece out of it. I got $20K, which was gone the first day because right when I came home, my wife was building a patio that cost $20K. I'm not kidding. Just ironically. No, I'm not kidding. Ironically, there's a guy in a backhoe in the backyard digging, and I said, "What's this going to cost?" $20,000. Isn't that the way that works? Isn't that ironic? Yeah, I got when Yahoo bought that for it, look it up. I think it was $99 million. It was just under $100 million from Rivals. All the owners got like their percentage of the $99 million, right? Which was 7 or 8 figures apiece. I got $20K out of it for being a radio flunky. That's what I got. I guess that's appropriate for the radio guy. that's probably about what I was worth when I got it. But, yeah, it's interesting because – and now Rivals is taken over by Yahoo. That was 07, so it's been over 10 years. And right when they took over, I got the memo that they had bought it. We were in Omaha doing the show from the College World Series. And we knew it was pending. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. It was rumored everywhere. And I get back. We're doing the show back in our Brentwood studios. And about then is when the economy started really, 07, 08, really tanking. So I'd be doing my show because right when you went in the main doors, you could see the front desk where the secretary was, but right behind her was the glass wall where the studio was. They built a studio right there. So right when you walk into the Rivals offices, you could see the studio. So I'm sitting there, and right after Yahoo bought it, within the first few months, the economy starts tanking. They come in that office, which was always full of people working, right? And they start laying people off. So I'd be sitting there. They'd go in a meeting in the back room, and then they'd escort somebody out. It was really sad, actually. And I don't know why they didn't come get us, but they didn't. For some reason they didn't come get us. They let us. We survived, but. And Adam, by the time I got, and then 2 years later, I got in a big fight with Yahoo over a contract, and that went on for almost a year. So by the time I told them to stuff it at the very end of all this, and we're going to move out, we're going to the baby Space Needle. I don't know that there was anybody else left in that office. Maybe three people. It was vacant. And I'm talking about many square feet of office space. So that's Rivals for you. I'm just giving you a little backstory on that. That's Rivals for you right there. And a couple of years went by, and the very same people who put all that money in their pocket for starting it and making it what it was started up 24/7 Sports. They built it back up, and then they sold it to CBS. They did it twice, except this time they're running it. Last time, the ownership tried to stay and run it, and they couldn't get along with Yahoo, so they all quit. This time with CBS, they're running it, and apparently it's – now, I don't know what's going on, but it's harmonious, right? Jeff in Chicago says the fake recruit had a really impressive offer list for a three-star. I heard he's now dating Manti Te'o's girlfriend. You know, every time somebody mentions that, I think about being on that campus interviewing Manti Te'o, sitting there in the what's the name? I forgot. The facility there. I always see, that's where they do their press conferences. It's a theater-type arrangement. Oh, the Guglielmino. I couldn't think of it there for a second. I was getting confused with the Milan Puskar Center, which is West Virginia, and the Butts Mir building, which is the name of the Georgia facility. The Butts Mir. Everybody likes to giggle like they're in first grade when they hear that. Jeff, I'm going to tell an interesting story. Because yesterday we were talking about Chicago on the show. And something happened to me later yesterday after the show that involved Chicago. I'll explain it. Let's get the first break here. Brad's going to be with us in hour number three. If you do want to get in, 888-702-5494. We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster, and we're presented by the place that's just a couple of blocks away, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to This Week in Ohio Valley Conference Basketball, presented by Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where the main ingredients are real food, real people, and real atmosphere. There is a three-way tie atop the men's standings between Austin Peay, Belmont, and Murray State. Austin Peay hosts Murray State Thursday in the first of two meetings over the final six games of the season, and Belmont has a two-game lead over Tennessee Tech and Morehead State on the women's side. Murray State sophomore guard Ja Morant has been added to several watch list for top national awards. He's one of 12 players on the Oscar Robertson Award watch list and one of 10 on the Wooden Award watch list for National Player of the Year. He's one of 10 players on the Bob Cousy Award watch list for the top point guard. Morant is 20 assists away from the OVC single season record. For a second straight week, Belmont's Dylan Windler was OVC Men's Player of the Week, while UT Martin's Quentin Dove was top newcomer for a third time. OVC Co-Freshman of the Week were East Kentucky's Jamaru Brown for a second time and Southeast Missouri's Gabe McLaughlin. For a second time, Murray State's Evelyn Adebayo was OVC Women's Player of the Week while being top newcomer a seventh time. Murray State's Macy Turley was Freshman of the Week a sixth time. Murray State at Austin Peay Men Thursday is on ESPN2, while the UT Martin at SIUE Men Women Doubleheader Saturday is on ESPN3. All other games Thursday and Saturday are on ESPN+. Make plans to be at the Ford Center in Evansville for the 2019 OVC Basketball Championships presented by Visit Evansville, as single session tickets are already on sale. For complete information and purchasing tickets, visit ovcsports.com/Evansville. This has been This Week in OVC Basketball, presented by Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where the main ingredients are real food, real people, and real atmosphere. I'm Greg Pogue, wishing everybody a great week of OVC Basketball.
Nothing's more Tennessee than Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked veggies, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, Murfreesboro, Chattanooga, and Columbia, Tennessee. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Bring Puckett's to your next party. Whether it's a barbecue dinner or something traditional, Puckett's has catering for any party cravings. To learn more, go online, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
50% of Americans have gum disease, and most of them don't know. That's dangerous. Many serious medical conditions, such as high blood pressure, are associated with gum disease. Routine dental exams can detect signs of high blood pressure, so it can be treated sooner. Delta Dental of Tennessee has group and individual plans that feature a wide network of dentists trained to spot health conditions connected to your mouth. Learn more at coveryourmouth.com.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
It's basketball time in Tennessee.
That was a caller that did that the other day. Just a random caller. That sounds like John Ward, right? Think Just some guy calls, and he was I don't remember. It was something about Tennessee basketball. He was complaining about somebody. I don't think he was complaining about me. He might have been. But then at the very end of his call, that's what he said, Adam.
It's basketball time in Tennessee.
I mean, that's almost dead on. John Ward. Round Man says, this is pretty good, that the Butts Mir building down at Georgia is the most unfortunately named building since the San Francisco Giants hired Dick Pohl as their pitching coach. That's a very good point, Round Man. Round Man, that's why you're on the show, sir. Quips like that. So yesterday, how did we get on the topic of Chicago? It was weather or how I probably couldn't survive the winters up there, or you can't live in the city, you can only live in the suburbs. Jeff got mad about it. We had all kinds of stuff going on, right? We were just hanging out. I've got friends down here from Chicago. But here's what's interesting. After that Chicago conversation we had yesterday on the show, it's early afternoon, and I get a call, and there's a delivery for me, and it's a bunch of supplies from RecTech. So I'm down at the end of the driveway, and this guy's hauling stuff in because these bags are really big and all this. So they deliver these boxes, and I'm opening one box to see what all's in there because I had a lot of stuff I ordered. I was excited. And I see a guy coming up the driveway. No idea. Just random guy walking up the driveway. No car, no nothing. And he says, hey, could I have a minute with you? And he says, I have been hired by this company from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. He says, I'm from the south side of Chicago. And he said, I'm not able to get a job because I've got a felony on my record. And every time I apply, they will never hire me. But this one company, hands up, has given me a job. And it's my job to walk through areas and try and get people to buy magazines. And he started asking me, what do you think I ought to do? Just literally immediately asked me, what should I do? How can I help myself? I can't get anybody to hire me because I've got a felony on my record, and nobody will hire me. Now, again, he's got this job, but this job was specific for his situation, and they take people from cities and they bring them to other areas and they cut them loose in areas and they try and go door to door and sell stuff, right? I mean, everybody sees that. But this guy comes up to me out of the blue, okay? And so he wanted to know my story, and I told him that I have a degree in chemistry and I end up in radio. Radio was never even a thought for me. It was never a consideration. It was never a dream. It was never a hope. It was never something I thought, man, someday I'd like to be on the radio. I never thought that. I never had one thought like that. And it just happened that way. And I kind of explained that to him. And so I said, well, what if I did this? I said, what if I put your information on my show? And anybody that's got something maybe available that would be willing to give you an opportunity, then we could supply the information and they could get to you. And he says, I don't have a phone. I don't have anything. I can't afford anything. I don't have email. I don't have a phone. I've got the clothes that you see here, and I've got this little pamphlet where you can buy something. It was really interesting because yesterday we had that conversation about Chicago, and it was only about, hey, can I survive the winters there? It was something totally irrelevant, right? So I end up buying magazines from this guy. I told him I didn't want the magazines. I just give him the money. And he said he'd send the magazines to his nephew or niece or something like that. So we had about an hour conversation. It was really neat. And I didn't know what else to do for him because there was no way else to communicate with him. Because I told him if I could get a phone number, an email, something, then I can put it out there, and maybe somebody listening would have an opportunity for you, be willing to at least try. And so anyways, very, very interesting. Very interesting day. And I hope that guy does well. He seemed rehabbed. He seemed like he was heading in the right direction. He said he'd had success in Wilco selling these magazines, these subscriptions. It was a lot. It's like a list of 50 different type magazines: camping, Kids World, all kinds of stuff. Anyways, Coach Marshall is on hold. What's up, Coach?
Bill, how's it going this fine Friday morning?
It is going well. I'm here at the Southern. If you happen to be in the area, come on by. I know you drive a lot, but
yeah. Let's piggyback on your story there. You remember back probably when you was in college? Remember when the guys, maybe fraternity guys or guys that you knew, some of those guys, they'd send them out and they'd sell Bibles all summer long.
Correct. I think Coach McIntyre was involved with that after coaching, was he not? At Vanderbilt?
Was that company Southeastern or something like that? I know the guys.
Southwestern.
Southwestern, yeah, that's correct. So
yeah.
These guys would come back. They'd make $5,000, $6,000 in the summer back in the day, you know?
Correct. Correct. And look, every neighborhood has folks who were trying to make it and going door to door, and that's a tough way to go, as we all know. But I remember that. And their office was over there in Brentwood, right there on Franklin Road.
Exactly. But my main topic today was, what do you think about that rule in New Jersey? Was that not crazy?
The new rule in New Jersey, that article, and we put it out yesterday morning, actually, somebody pointed, who was it? Somebody on Twitter pointed that out yesterday morning. But they're going to limit hitting to 15 minutes a week or something like that.
Exactly. 15 minutes a week, full contact. So I guess you're going to throw fundamentals completely out the window in New Jersey.
Yeah, you're going to not practice hitting hardly ever, and then you're going to play games where you hit the entire time. That's smart.
Exactly. I read the article. It's going down from 90 minutes to 15.
Correct.
90 minutes. That is unreal, I tell you. And they think that's going to bring in more participation.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know. They're making it worse is what they're doing. They think the less we hit, although the sport involves hitting, the better, and that's not the case.
During our practice football, but we'd have periods where we'd practice tackling, which is very key to not getting hurt, practice tackling 10 to 15 minutes a day, 10 to 15 minutes a day, a period, 10 to 15 minutes a day on tackling.
Just on the fundamentals of tackling, correct.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Basics
I know.
Of it. So they're gonna take all this out. It's gonna make it. They're gonna make them more injury prone.
Anyways, Coach, have a good day, brother.
Hey, Bill. You do too. And like you said, that Tennessee and Wildcat game. That's gonna be a good basketball game, isn't it?
It is. I can't wait to ask Brad what the spread's going to be.
Okay. All right. You have a good weekend.
See you, sir. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, another great day of trashing the greatest city in the world. It's the most livable large city I've ever been in. Not sure who would ever say that you have to live in the suburbs. That is dumb. I donated to the city yesterday, Jeff. I wrote a check. Jeff, too, not Jeff in Chicago, says, speaking of naming buildings after people, I hate that the Lane Kiffin Sewage Center in Knoxville never materialized. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, there's nothing as good as NASCAR driver Dick Trickle. That's when ESPN used to be good. They would give the NASCAR standings or whatever on a Sunday night. And even if Dick Trickle was like 750th, they'd point his name out. That's when they were funny and non-political. That changed many years ago. They're not funny, and they're very political. Jim in West Palm. Bill, limiting football practice hitting is dangerous. You got to teach these kids how to play the game. Not hitting, you are going to have more injuries. Some devastating. Yeah. I mean, if you're limiting, if you're in New Jersey and you're down to 15 minutes, what's the point? Honestly, what is the point? Just do away with it. Because that's what you're doing. Just eliminate it or change the sport to flag football. Do whatever. But what's the point? What are you hanging on to? If you're going to create a rule where you're only allowed 15 minutes a week in practice to hit, literally 15 minutes, but you're going to play games where you hit the entire time, what's the point? What are you hanging on to? You've killed the game already. I actually had somebody tweet yesterday, no, it's right. It's the right thing to do because basically by limiting hitting, you don't have the cumulative effect of down the road CTE. That's the angle that they're throwing out there. Yeah, Jim in West Palm said Dick Trickle would come in last, but he made every show. That is true. That is true. Tickets at Primo Seats, primoseats.com for all of your ticket needs. Primo Seats, P-R-I-M as in Mary, O-Seats.com. And remember, use the name Bill Is King. Take that name, put that name in the promo code box, and that will get you a discount of about 5%. Any ticket, I'm talking about concerts, I'm talking about sporting events, college or pro. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, and take advantage of the discount, Bill Is King, in the promo code box, 5% off. Let's get the break. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Jimbo Fisher superfan whose Twitter account is actively being investigated by the NCAA? What if I told you that every Friday night at her local karaoke bar, she dedicates her performance of Ain't No Mountain High Enough to Jimbo Fisher? What if I told you the centerpiece of her living room is a painting of Jimbo Fisher holding her dog, Norman? What if I told you her tailgating cocktail of choice is Metamucil and vodka? ESPC 30 for 30 presents KKL, the Gam Gam of college football.
A crash on the I-24 West exit ramp to Spence Lane affecting all of the eastern split. Old Hickory Boulevard seeing wrecks at 24 East and at Burkett Road. 24 and 65 both full north of Trinity. So is Ellington Parkway South near Hart Lane. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Overcast across Nashville, maybe some rain, a high of 49. Temperatures drop sharply by afternoon drive. More rain this evening, low 34. Clouds and sun Saturday, high 46. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
We know who we are. Thunder the Book Man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
The Southern Steak and Oyster, just around the corner from the lovely Omni Nashville Hotel, where we are monthly and where commitments is held. Many of you were there. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Let me get Jude in here, who's dialed us up. What's up, Jude?
Hey, Bill. Listen, a couple of quick things here before I get to that New Jersey thing. You guys are talking about Dick Trickle. People don't realize this, Bill, and I'm almost positive I'm right on this. Dick Trickle won more short track races than any other racer in history. And I learned that through Jimmy Johnson, who followed him when he was a young kid, you know, when he was coming up. Dick
right.
was asked several times to move up to the big boys, and he turned them down. And unfortunately, when he finally decided to go, he was way past his prime. I don't think he ever won a major NASCAR race. I think he came in second a few times, but he's the greatest short track racer of all time. I'm almost positive on that. And you know, he died. He committed suicide. I got a funny feeling he probably had a terminal illness, and you know, he just took the easy way out. You know, it's what he.
I didn't know that.
Right?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Bill, I'm almost positive about all that. I know he committed suicide. I know that for sure. I don't know why. But I was shocked when I heard he won more, you know, like out at the fairgrounds and places like that. He was the king of it, won more of them than any of them. But real quick, then this New Jersey thing, I didn't even hear y'all talking about it yesterday. Bill, once again, it's another prime example of educated idiots. The people that made this rule never, ever played football, ever, I guarantee it. Never coached it, probably barely watched it on TV. And that's the problem with this country. It's like the feds. I drive a truck. It's like the federal government trying to tell truck drivers how to do their logs. They got us all now wanting to use the computer so that you don't drive too much and you're dangerous. When in reality, if you want to have safer streets with the big trucks, you make them get off the road at 9 o'clock at night, and you can't get back on it till 6 o'clock in the morning. That'll give you plenty of time to sleep, wouldn't it? But they talk about safety. They talk about it. They don't, you know, it's like the school system. It can be fixed. They don't want to fix it because there's a bit too much money being made for everyone, whether you're making books or make desk or what have you for the schools. The unions have got it so that you have to, every like 3 or 4 years, you have to renew everything, get brand new everything, even though the old stuff is still good. You know, it's a big waste, and I've been in the public school system. I've seen it. So I'm not talking out of my butt. I've got some examples because I was part of it. I saw it, you know. But anyway, New Jersey, it's just ridiculous. It's like you said, why don't they just cut it out completely? I mean, come on. 15 minutes a week.
Right.
They're going to have more injuries now than they did before.
They won't acknowledge that, though.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I could go on and on. Now, I'm telling you, this country's run by educated idiots. That's why you do what you do, and that's what I do what I do, because I could make a difference, but nobody wants to listen. You know, so you stay on the radio without having to go into politics.
All right. You know? Be good, Jude. Have a good day, buddy.
Later, guys. Bye.
Well, the snake comes up to a railroad track. He wants to cross it. So he looks to his left. He looks to his right. There's no train coming. And up over the first track he goes. He's ready to go across the second one. He looks to his left, looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Son of a gun, here comes a train. Cuts a piece of his tail off. So now he's on the other side of the track there, and he sees his tail there. And he says, I got to go back and get my tail. So he gets ready to go back across. So he looks to his left, looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Sure as heck, here comes a train. Cuts his head off. What's the moral of the story? Don't lose your head over a little piece of tail.
You know the story, and I just saw it yesterday, that, and again, I don't know the validity to this, but the story was that the AAF approached Colin Kaepernick and said, be a QB in this league. And he demanded $20 million. Now, again, I don't know. I don't know the truth here. Darren Revelle just tweets, because everybody's going, oh, that did not happen. Darren Revelle just tweets, he heard it was more than $20 million. So, again, I'm reading what you're reading. I have no insight there at all. Spurrier said that Tebow isn't interested because his Orlando team would be perfect. Imagine Tebow in Central Florida. Yeah. They tried to go down that path, and Tebow still thinks he's going to make it in baseball. I don't know. We need one more break this hour. Brad Powers coming up in hour three. We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster, just a couple of blocks away from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.
Reach out and touch someone.
A crash on the I-24 West exit ramp to Spence Lane affecting all of the eastern split. Old Hickory Boulevard seeing wrecks at 24 East and at Burkett Road. 24 and 65 both full north of Trinity. So is Ellington Parkway South near Hart Lane. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
We are NFL Network.
This team is rising to the challenge.
Making your morning.
It's your morning football!
Your Thursday nights.
What a fun Thursday night football game.
All day, every day.
We are all over it here on Total Access.
We are the Pulse.
Is this their game? Is this their Super Bowl?
We are about to see something special.
The Source.
Who's the most dynamic player?
The Game.
Reaches up, pulls it down!
We are football. We are NFL Network.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, over $2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The field is set for the Great American Race at Daytona 500 in the Gander RV. Duel number one, Kevin Harvick led the final 44 laps for the win, paying out at 9-2. In the second duel, Joey Logano passed Clint Bowyer on the final lap to pay out at 7-2. Harvick and Logano, along with Brad Keselowski, favored to win the Daytona 500 at 8-1. Top-ranked Tennessee has won 19 straight games, or 23-1, 13-8-1 against the spread this season. They visit number 5 Kentucky tomorrow at Rupp Arena. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
Southern Steak and Oyster on a Friday. Just down the way from the Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. Peter in St. Louis says, Jude is a very underrated caller. He kills me every time. Jude's good. Jude knows how to work his way around some words, doesn't he? Brad Powers coming up. Crazy Charlie, who'd you say we've got on hold? Oh, Jeff, as in the Alpha Bean Counter. Jeff, too. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Good morning.
I actually want to get in on this discussion that's kind of matriculated about the football and the jersey and everything else. I actually wanted to bring something to the forefront that I'm not sure how many of your listening audience watch HBO Real Sports. I'm not really into the, you know, social justice warrior movement by any means, and I think everybody knows that, you know, that show is left leaning and everything else. But it's also, I've always found it very entertaining, very informative, and everything else. But they did actually, they've been at the forefront of the CTE, what's been going on with CTE and football and everything else, and it's they've actually done a lot of stories here recently on youth football, high school football, and, you know, college on that. And this is coming from Real Sports now. Of course, I don't know what they're using or whatever else, but I'm just going to throw this out there just for what the future of football is going to be. There's studies been done by a lot of boards and everything else, and what they're seeing is they're seeing a large population of lower income families going into football, and upper and middle class, there's been a sharp decline in football. And the reason why they're saying is because these, you know, a lot of lower income families who can't afford college see this as a gateway to college. They can get a free ride, free scholarship, you know, food, books, you know, a career in football, and if absolute worst, a degree in you know, from college, to where they can be ahead of the game where they, you know, the previous generation was. So what they claim in HBO Real Sports is that the future of football is actually going to be a gladiator sport played by larger, lower-income families who have zero regard for their body whatsoever because they are trying to become the next superstar. They are trying to become the next trying to get scholarships. They're trying to become the next NFL superstar. I don't know. What do you think about that? Are you seeing that, or have you seen anything in your time that it's kind of led to that? But that's what HBO Real Sports says is wow, the future of football. It's going to be a gladiator sport. So,
well, I don't know that show because I don't get to watch. I don't get to watch anything. I'm too busy. I know that there's been a decline in people going out for football, period. Now, the demographics of that I had never really looked at. That's the first I've heard of this. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The reason why they say it, I hate to even go down this avenue, but they said that the reason why is because, for the most part, upper-income, middle-income people have a greater education and understanding of the dangers of football. And look, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that if you're going out there going up against a guy who's 6'4", 6'5", and you're 5'10", or even if you're 5'10", going up another against a guy who's 5'10", if you're going full speed, you're going to get your bell rung. So, there's right, dangers involved. But they said that the reason why, largely, is because the upper middle class and upper income people have a greater understanding that they know that they don't want their children to be in that danger because they're more educated and everything else, and they have better avenues to get to college right, and everything else, whereas lower income don't. So that's where I was going with that, I guess. So.
All right, Jeff, be good, buddy. I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I've got one of my guys. I got five boys. One plays football. Actually, two. And the other three I advised, and it wasn't because I was thinking about CTE, because I'd let them play, but I just didn't think that sport was right for them. I did not think they were cut out to play the sport, personality-wise. So I told them I didn't want them playing. The other two, I deemed you were okay for it. Now, one of them got a concussion. 7th grade. He's returning kicks, and on the third one, he gets hit in the head. It doesn't bring him to the ground. He tries to spin out of it, gets hit in the head again. And he didn't get sick, but it was time for the defense to check in after that, like later, and they called the defense, and he was just sitting there on the bench. He wasn't even aware. And this is late in the game. He gets in the car with me, and he's disoriented, and he's hyperventilating. He's not puking, but he's just breathing really, really heavy. And he says, I just need to go home and start my homework. I said, no, we're going to the hospital. And he had a concussion. I don't think it was severe. Light sensitivity, noise sensitivity, a little bit of that. Headaches. But he was out about 2 weeks before they let him back out there. And he was a little tentative after that, too. My daughter, who's 120 pounds on a good day, got a concussion in basketball last month. Elbow to the cheek bone during a game. Inbounds play. She was trying to defend. The girl that was in front of her just swung around. Nothing malicious. Boom. Elbow right to the cheek. She ran right to the trash can and started throwing up. Yeah. She was out almost 3 weeks. So I've been there. But two of them, girl and a boy. And, in basketball, you probably don't get that much. I mean, basketball is a contact sport. I mean, but usually it's got to be something kind of unusual to happen. In football, it's going to happen a lot. Well, it's going to happen. But in basketball, yeah, I've had two of them. And I've dealt with it. She tried to come back after about a week and a half because they have your baseline testing, but they do all that before the season starts. And they thought maybe she was ready after about 10 days. She came in, did a test, and she was deemed not ready. So it was about 3 weeks. Yeah, she failed the first test to come back. And they make you to come back now. I mean, there's some pretty strict rules. Like the first day, there's a 5-day waiting period once they deem you're ready. The first day, you've got to be able to run a little bit and not have any, like, I'll I just got a headache from this. Second day, a little bit more. Third day, maybe a little bit of practice, actually. And it's 5 days. And the fifth day can't be a game day. It's got to be 5 days, five complete days after they've deemed you. So, yeah, it's I've been there and done that, everybody. Hopefully won't have to do it anymore, but been there and done it. All right, hey, hour three coming up, and we have Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. First question, what does he anticipate the spread being in that Kentucky-Tennessee game? Omni, right here at the Southern.
We beat your asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Woo!